Let's read the Bible.
希伯来书十一章
Hebrew chapter 11
第八节读到第十二节
8 to 12
大家翻到没有？翻到了，我们一起来读。
Let's read together. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in the foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob.The heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past her age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. 13-16.These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. It says that there is a heavenly country.
我们读约翰福音第八章
John chapter 8
56节到58节
56
to 58 我们一起读
Together Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?Jesus said to them, Most assuredly, I say to you, because Abraham was, I am. Romans chapter 4,
17.
Together. In the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which did not exist as though they did.As it is written, I've made you a father of many nations. Galatians chapter 3, verse 8. Together. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith,preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, In you all the nations shall be blessed. 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. 16.Now to Abraham and his seed were the promise made. He does not say, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seeds, who is Christ?
雅各书二章二十一到二十三节
James chapter 2:20-11. Was not Abraham a father justified by faith when he offered Isaac his son on the altar?Do you see that faith was working together with his words? And by words, faith has made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Lastly, Revelation chapter 21, verse 9 and 10. Then one of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, came and spoke with me, saying, "Come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. Abraham is the first one to justify by faith. In Hebrew, chapter 11, 8 through 10, this is some great verses in the Bible. And in these verses, it says, all the believers are going toward a city. A city with foundation, which is our homeland. And this shall be the center of all of our hope. And this is also the homeland of all the generation of Christians. So that's why we have to understand these two verses. When Abraham was called, what did God use to call him? He used the city which has foundation to call on Abraham. And now Abraham can see what the others cannot see. And Abraham is now waiting for this city has foundation. And there's one thing that we must understand. That all the believers are now having the same calling. But I would say that 90% of the brothers and sisters didn't know what their calling is. So in the Bible, a lot of places tell us the same thing. That to believe in the words of God. That as the sons and daughters of God, the Christians, we have the same calling. And what is this calling? The calling has two aspects. The first is to call, come out of something, and then to go into something. To come out and to go in. This morning when I leave my house, I leave my house. But then leaving the house is not the destination. My destination is the church in St. Gabriel. And last night we had a fellowship at my house. 20 some brothers and sisters were gathered at my place. And then we talked, we were full of joy, and we lost track of time. And then I said, you guys have to go to church tomorrow, and then I have to preach. So that as the host, I didn't want to be rude, but I have to remind them that time is up. This morning, I have to leave the house. And the destination is to coming into this church, right? So to be a calling, there has to be two aspects, come out and to go in. Today, God called upon you. He wants to call you out from this world. And to make you depart from your natural self. To call out from your sinful life. But calling out is not the only purpose. But to call us in, that's the destination. And then I don't know if I've already talked to you about this before. But then I've talked about this in San Jose. As the Chinese culture, we talk about karma and fate. And this is something that the Chinese like to talk about. Do you have a good life? Now, for the earthly people, we all have our own little fate or destiny. But then all this destiny or karma, these are for temporary. As the children of God, we have the same destination. This destiny is not worldly. And what is our destiny? Now pay attention now. For the Son of God, He did not have to worry about the destiny. But after he has the words became flesh, he became a man. And then now as a man, he has to deal with his destiny. And in fact, God has given his son a very important destiny. That after he's finished walking the road on this world, he died and he is now risen. And exalted up on high. And to go into the ultimate glory. And forevermore he now dwells with God. And now this is his destiny. And this is the ultimate destiny. And now that when God calls on you, so that you can now be a partaker of the same ultimate glory that the Son of God has. Now, do you understand our destiny? That God's destiny has now become your destiny. Now, isn't that the greatest destiny? And then as children of God, I hope you understand. Maybe now you're not in a very good environment. But then you cannot say that I have a bad fate. Because we have the best destiny of God. Because we share the same destiny as Jesus Christ the Son. And now we are called up on and we share the same destiny as Christ. But then even though we don't have a lot of brothers and sisters in the midst of us, once you understand it, it's the most important. That we are being called out and being called in. Just like how Abraham is called. And then in Abraham, he started all the way in the beginning. And then Abraham, we use him as an example. And how he is the forefathers of faith. He is the first one to be called up on. The first one to be justified by faith. And he is the first one to have a covenant with God. The first one to follow God with faith. He is the first one to know God. And then in the book of James, it mentioned Abraham as the friend of God. And then this to exhort Abraham to a highest level. Because he is now a friend of God. How Abraham was called. And he has a great calling. And we are the children of Abraham. And his calling is the same calling that we received. And this morning you need to understand. I hope everyone will understand the thought. That Abraham was called. Two aspects. The first aspect was captured in the Old Testament. It was simple. That he would come out with the land of Uri. And to go into the land of Canaan. Now Uri is now the land of Iraq. And Canaan is the small country of Israel. Now all the Middle East country, Israel, is a small country. In the world map, you have to find it. It's quite a small country. And Abraham was called to go into the land of Canaan. Now indeed, if you look at it physically, it's not a great calling. If you compare, maybe Israel is slightly better by Iraq. But then I tell you that it's about the same thing. You're simply moving from one place on earth to another place on earth. Maybe the same
thing.
But then when Abraham was called, he sees something that the others cannot see. That he is going and waiting for the city with foundations. Because God used the city of foundation to cause him. A city whose builder and maker is God. And this is the work of God. What is the work of God? The work of God, you could see it in the church. For God doesn't do his work anywhere else. But he does his work at his church. He does it at every one of the brothers and sisters. Now, do you have the work of God? I would say yes. and this work, this work one day when the Lord comes back, the work will be revealed. And when this work is revealed, when the work is revealed, then we can become the city with foundations. Now this city is not a physical city per se, but a city is basically the destiny of the glorious church. And in the last book of the Bible, the Revelation, in the end of the Revelation, it says that there is a new Jerusalem. And then a lot of people, they long for this new city. And then there's a lot of testimonies from different sisters. And then an old sister says that I have a vision that I will walk on this new Jerusalem, the streets of gold and the gates of pearl. And then the walls are full of foundations. And then half the day when she's describing it, I don't see the joy from her face. But then I tell you that if you like gold now, there's eternal gold. And when the Bible talks about the new Jerusalem, how did it describe
it?
It says the angel spoke to John and said, he said, come here and I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And then when John looked, he sees a city. And this city is a description of the bride. Now, do you understand? This city is simply just a description of the bride. When the Lord comes back, when all the work of the church is done, and when the church is at its most glorious form, then this church becomes the new Jerusalem. And this city is for people. And this city to describe the bride, to describe the wife of the Lamb. So today you have to understand this. Now that Abraham is longing for the city with foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And today God is working. Working. He's working on you. He's working on you on all your daily things. And maybe in our whole lifetime, we don't do great things. Maybe we don't do any great things. Not much. But then I tell you that the Lord works with you on the mundane things. He works on you on all the small things. So that we can learn to be obedient. So that we may embrace God. So that His work can be done on us. So that we could slowly change. And reveal the fullness of Christ. So that slowly and slowly we gain more Christ. And then slowly and slowly we become more like Christ. But then every day we do the routine thing. But then every day we see changes. Then, so I tell you that we have the precious on the, all the small things we do. Because we pay the more attention to our own life. For every little thing. Every little thing is another opportunity to review the work of God. And through all the little things, I be obedient. I receive the Lord. And let God embrace me as well. So that I have a fellowship with God. So that Christ could fill me more and more. And then slowly, slowly we change. Have you changed? Have you changed? And I tell you that you have to proclaim that you have changed. Yes, we have changed. To be changed, meaning that Christ is working on me. So there's one thing that I always say. Is that everyone has a different personality. Just like everyone has a different face. You can really find someone who is exactly identical. I could say that my son looks like me. Yes, he looks like me. But then when we sit together, he doesn't look quite like me. I could point out a lot of differences. Slightly different in our face, but then very different in personality. There is one thing that is the same. We don't talk much. You think that I like to talk. Because I am preaching. When I left the podium, I don't speak much. From young to old, I don't like to talk. So when we sit together, we have a different personality. For the Chinese, we have the biggest problem. Everyone has a very distinct personality.
东北人、华北人、华中人、华南人都不一样的。
From the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, we're all different.
我住了最长时间在台湾。
And so I spend most of the time in Taiwan.
我觉得台湾那边人蛮好的。
And I like the people of Taiwan. And they're slightly different from any of the Chinese. We are all different.
有一天,
so one day,
我到中国去访问教会,
when I come to the Church of China,
从东北走到华南,
from the east to the south,
有这么多不同的地方,
to different places of churches, but there's one thing is that all the children of God, they're all the same.
一个生命,
they share the same life.
一个生活,
they share the same living.
一个解决,
they share the same choice.
一个喜好,
the same hobbies.
是不是这样?
The same
choosing.
And that's our mark that we are Christians.
是最大的神奇,
because that is now the greatest miracle of all.
主耶稣生活在我,
is that Jesus dwells in us.
我们天然生命都不一样,
for we have different natural life.
改变的部分都一样,
but then when we change, we become the same.
主耶稣是活的,
because Christ is a living. And Christ is doing His work on you. On each one of you. And everyone has a different work. But then we all mingle at the end. Just like I have a different face from you. My eyes,
耳朵,
my ears,
鼻子,
my nose,
我的舌头,
my tongue,
都不一样,
they're all different.
都有单独的功用的,
they all work independently.
但不能单独存在,
but at the end, it cannot live independently.
都连接在一起的,
they're all gathered on my face.
啊, 眼睛看见手去拿,
the eyes will tell the hand to grab,
鼻子去闻,
and the nose will smell,
舌头去尝,
the tongue will taste,
整个那个那么样的奇妙的和谐,
and then they work together and work in harmony.
这是一个奇妙,
and this is the wonder of life. All the members of the church, we work together.
历史历代这么多的圣徒,
and through the generations, all the saints, we work together.
但是你工作完成的时候,
and when the Lord's work is done,
要写出来了,
then the whole work will be revealed. And that's when the church is at its ultimate glory. And that becomes the city with foundation. Now, do you understand? Now, this city, we have a song. Song 571 is written by a sister. Sister Annie Hawk. And then this sister, she never done great things at a church. And then she is not a great person per se. She is just simply a sister. She was not famous. And then now she is famous. Because she wrote Song 571. And then this is the only song that she wrote. And the song is, I need thee every hour. He says, my most gracious Lord, I need thee every hour, oh bless me now. My Savior, I come to thee. This is a great song, Song 571. And she is a housewife. And then the housewife, doesn't matter where you are, they do the same thing. They have the routine things that they do every day. They do the same things every day. In the morning, they wake up, prepare breakfast, take the kids, prepare lunch for the husband, take the kids to school. And after work, they will clean the house. They have to clean up the yards. If you don't clean up your front yard, your mind will give you grief. If you don't have the front yard as pretty, then the property value drops. So the housewife has to clean. After cleaning, you would cook and you would pick up the kids. And then you would put the kids to bed. And then the wife goes to sleep. And then the next day, again. Right, now that's tasteless. Now this life is tasteless. Now, the brothers, they do the same. You go to work every day, that's tasteless. You sit at your computer and you do the same thing. And then I tell you that under the sunlight, there's no new thing. You did it yesterday, you have to do it today, you have to do it tomorrow again. But then this sister, she loves the Lord a lot. She loves the Lord. And then she is troubled by the routine work. And one day she's glooming the floor. And glooming every day. And then when she was
booming,
then the Spirit comes to her like the wind. And all of a sudden, she is now filled with the love. And then she put down her gloom. And now she is full of joy. And this is the joy when you are filled by the Spirit. It is the joy that comes from deep in your heart. And then slowly this song flows out. And he said, I need thee every hour. Most gracious Lord. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. For I come to thee. Now her life is changed. Even though she does the same thing. When she cooks, she praises the Lord. When she blooms the floor, hallelujah. And every little thing she does. She does it with Christ. And now her life is changed. And now her life glows. Now, do you understand? That God is doing His work on you. Every day through the mundane things. So today, everyone, let's change. Every little thing I do. Every little thing I do has an eternal value. And the work that we do will save to eternal. Every little thing I do. If it's done together with Christ. And when the Lord comes, it will be revealed. It will be revealed. So today, for all those little things, God works on you. And this is the builder and the maker is God. God is building this city today. And we are a little piece of it. But yet, on a little piece, God does His work. That God does His work in the most small detail. So that we will slowly become more like His Son. Daily and daily it goes by. And you don't think that you have been improved. But then now after 10 years, you can see the change is great. Abraham is called. Using the city, God called him. And when Abraham is called, he saw this city with foundation, which is the bride of Christ. Every day he lives in this city. Every day he learns his lessons. And every day he lets God work on him. And then at the end, is concluded that these people, they these or die in faith, not having received the promises, but have seen them afar off, were assured of them. Now this is the faith of His children. That faith overtakes sight. And faith overcomes death. And through faith, we could see something that is afar. For all these people, all these people in the Old Testament, the people in the New Testament, including you and I, if the Lord comes later, we will also die in faith. But then we would never have doubt that we see them from afar and we embrace them. And confess that we are strangers and pilgrims on this earth. And these are two very awesome nouns. One is we are strangers. Pilgrims. The other one is we are the foreigners. What is a pilgrim? A pilgrim is someone who journeys to the Holy Land. When we walk this path, this path might be rough. But what matters is the destination of that path. We are walking a path to the Holy Land. To be pilgrims to the Lord. And one day we will all gather before our Lord. And we see others as pilgrims. So when we walk on this path, we pass by. When I run on this path, this is the path of life. I only care about the destination. Whatever happened on the sides of the road, I don't care. I could pass by many things and I don't care. Because I only want to reach my destination. The destination where I meet the Lord. The destination to see the King. So I walk this path. So we are pilgrims. Now you understand the meaning of pilgrims. So now we understand pilgrims. And then we are all pilgrims. I don't think anyone can live past 120 years old. Can anyone live past 120? The older cities that older sitter that I have met, she was 108. Now are you jealous? In the last couple of years, when we go visit her, she said, I don't want to leave anymore. I am tired of living. And there's one thing she always said. She said, please pray for me in the prayer meeting. Ask the Lord to take me. I don't want to go painfully, I want to go peacefully. So now, in our prayer meeting, we usually pray for someone's health, not for someone's death. So when we heard about it, we cannot accept their request. We can't pray for her death. Because she's tired of living. And she was a famous professor at USC. She has a good living. But even the best living, she's tired of it. And she said, I only wanted to be 100. And now I have an extra 8 years. Now I'm 108. So I tell you that having a long life might not be the best thing. She's tired. But now when we see her, we see that our life is the work of the Lord. Because through every little thing, it has eternal value. The future glory. Whatever glory I have in the future, I have it now. If I don't have it now, I won't have it in the future either. So today you have to pay attention to your life. These people, they all died in faith, not having received the promises. And that's the work of faith. With faith, you embrace. You see this from afar and you embrace. And confess that we are pilgrims. We are foreigners. What are the foreigners? A foreigner is when someone else lives in this land. They only stay for a short time. And they're longing to go back to their own land. And they're only strangers and foreigners. We are all strangers and foreigners. And I'll say most of us, maybe 80, maybe 90s, we're going
to
go. For we are only strangers in our body. That this body is a tent. Because Abraham and his descendants live in tents.
帐篷是暂时的,
and tents are meant to be temporary.
帐篷随时可以倒的,
and tents are meant to be broken.
随时可以拆的,
tents are meant to be taken apart.
随时可以接受起来走路的,
anytime it could be folded and walked away.
今天我们寄居在这个帐篷里,
and today we live in a tent. And then the grandson of Abraham, Jacob, when he went to Egypt, and met with Pharaoh. And the Pharaoh asked, how old are you? And then he said a great thing. And he said, on this world, I live 130. I am a 130 on this world. And he said, I'm only a foreigner. That temporary, I live here. A temporary, I live in this body. And this is all temporary. Because one day I'll go. And one day I'll return to the homeland. I'll return to my Savior. And there is a song that says, I am from heaven. And I walk on this land. And then these dozens of years are temporary. I am a stranger to this land. One day I return to the home. Now, is that true for you as well? Now, do you long for your home? Because we live here temporarily. Two important words. We are the pilgrims. And we are the foreigners. So that's why our destination is to walk this path. We see this goal from afar and we embrace it right now. Because one day the church will reach its ultimate glory and becomes the city with foundation and becomes New Jerusalem. So that the church will now become the bride. And then that's when the work is complete. And today God is working on you. For these people, they long for the homeland. And they don't care about the home on this world. Because they know there's an opportunity to return. Because they desire a better place. A heavenly country. A heavenly country. So that God is their God. And He is not ashamed. Because God has already prepared a city for His people. And today God is building His making. Building and making on you. And the first one that was called was Abraham. And today I don't have much time to talk detailly. But today we only talk about the key points. I hope you all understand that you have to treasure every little thing. You have to precious all the small things that God can work on you. Work on you on the four small things so that you can be embraced by God. So that God's work can be revealed. Because one day when the work is completed, the city of foundation will appear. This time when I went to the land of China, I went to a big church. And then I'll say the meeting hall holds 3,000. And there's one brother who is in the U.S. And then he called, and then I'm a little ashamed because we only have a small group. And then I went to the Providence of Fuxing. The first church I went to holds 3,000. And so I go to the small branches. And each branch that I went to, each branch holds 2,000. But then they never proclaim. And then they said, have you seen a bigger church than us? And I said, yes. Where is that church? He said, in the province of Shaoshan. Because the province of Shaoshan holds 5,000. And then the second church holds 3,000. And the third church holds 1,700. And they have all branches of hundreds and hundreds. They have the meeting of 10,000. When we all gather, that sense that the glory comes together. Because all the children become one. It's not the most important to have most people. Most importantly is if God's work is on these people. And I say that children of God have to precious the work. So Abraham is called. Called into the land of Canaan. The land of Canaan physically has no meaning. But Abraham sees the city with foundation. And he lives on this land in tents. And he died in the land of Canaan at the end. And his descendants all live in the land of Canaan. And he says, the land of Canaan is not my homeland. I desire a better heavenly country. And I only live here in tents. I live in tents. One day I pick up my tents and I go. I live here temporarily. And I precious all of my days. Precious my environment. And every day I learn to follow Christ. And at the end he was called the friend of God. And that he is the most amazing of all. Because when he was called, people see that he leave Uri to go into the land of Canaan. But more importantly, Abraham saw the vision. God used the vision of the city of foundation to call Abraham. And now in the Old Testament and the New Testament, you are all in this city. And Abraham took the very important step. And we are also pieces of it. In this city, all pieces are important. And today, God wants to work on you. To work on you through the daily things. To embrace you. So that you can embrace Him. So that God can change your natural life. So that Christ could dwell in us more. So that in all the days of my life, God can complete His work on you. That I will receive my eternal value. Because this value soars forevermore. Until the day the Lord comes back. All this value will be revealed. Now, as the children of God starting today, I ask that you will treasure your days. Take precious in all the things you do. Because God wants you to experience, wants you to learn His lesson, that we could be obedient. That I could embrace God. That God could also embrace you. And then our natural life will slowly disappear. And then God will give you His abundance life. So that slowly you'll be like Christ. And when the whole work of the church is done, then the city of foundation will appear. And this city of church will become the Lamb of, the Bride of the Lamb, the Wife of the Lamb. So let's sing song 544. This is an awesome song. This is written by Miss Barbara. It's a very, very famous song. And this is a song about these verses. That he looked for a city. He said that he's waiting for a city.